Hello, good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research at Private Market.
Yeah, miss, hold on a second, please. Let me turn off the TV, and I'll answer your questions, all right? Hang on.
Okay. Okay.
All right, what do you have to ask me?
Yeah, well, first, in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, perfect. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted,
no, we got the absentee ballot. We haven't voted yet. We got the ballot recently.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or
Democrat? But I'm thinking of changing with the Republican Party. I'm very unhappy with the direction of the country right now.
Oh, okay, I understand. Thank you for your answer. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian American, white, Hispanic?
White. We're Anglo. My family is Irish, English, Scottish, French, okay. European.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35?
65.
36. Okay. All right. Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with.
Yeah.
To indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. My family's in Miami for 68 years next month in August, 68 years. So chances are I know most of those people.
Well, if you haven't heard, don't worry. Actually, if you have no opinion or haven't heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. It's not a problem. I will read the name. We have first Richard Prenchnick.
Now, like I told you, and we're here 68 years, my family, and I'm 65 and college educated. That gentleman, I don't know the name so much. I follow politics very closely. We've always voted in the election. I don't know that name so much.
Okay. Okay. Would you classify this as not opinion or that never heard of?
I would say probably never heard of. Maybe I've heard the name, but I know very little about that person. Most of the people running for office I'm very familiar with because I follow politics heavily in the national and local story, and we vote in almost every election pretty much for years.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. And thank you for your time. The other candidate or name that we have over here is Cindy Lerner.
Yes, that lady's in Pinecrest. I know who she is.
Okay. And
I think she was on the city council there before.
Yeah. And what is your opinion about her?
Are you going to give me any choices or options?
Yes, of course. It's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next name is Raquel Regalado.
Of course, I know that lady. Big time. Her father was mayor of the city of Miami. Senor Regalado, her father was the mayor of the city of Miami. We live in unincorporated Dade County. I have a respect for that family. I think they're decent people. Raquel Regalado, I'd say very favorable.
Thank you very much. And last name is Kamala Harris.
Incredible. The lady who's now going to be running for president. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, and maybe you don't know this. Perhaps you do. Okay? I'm going to ask you a little question, and then I'll answer all your questions.
Okay.
I assume you know this, and I'm very, like they say in Spanish, sincero. Okay, I'm going to give you two choices, and both my parents were in the military and the Navy, and my father was in the Korean War. He's not with us anymore. My mother's 95, and thank God, and good health. She just had her birthday, 95, last Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
Ms. Harris said about our friends in North Korea in the last 6 or 8 months. Now, I'm going to give you a little history lesson. Remember, my father was in the Korean War in the United States Navy. So were some of my uncles. Which one, and then I'll go back to answering your questions. Which one of those is democratic, democracia, South or North Korea? Which one?
I'll answer your question
about Ms. Harris. I'm asking you one, and I'm going to explain to you why I ask you that question.
I know that North Korea is the one that has the dictator.
Yes.
South Korea.
Yes. Ms. Harris called those people our allies, our friends in the last year. This lady has a law degree, and she's an advocate for the communists. Are you kidding me? That lady does not know they're communists. Either that, or she thinks North Korea is the same as South Korea. Like they say in Spanish, South Korea is democracia. My father fought there in United States Navy in the Korean War in the 1950s. So did my uncles. And Ms. Harris thinks North Korea is our allies. That gentleman there, his grandfather, father, and now him, Kim Jong-un, was running North Korea. He killed his uncle with the firing squad. He killed his uncle with a firing squad, the president of North Korea, and he poisoned his half-brother in the airport in Malaysia about 4 or 5 years ago with a poison cloth on his head. And Ms. Harris is saying that we're friends with North Korea? She's crazy. That lady has a law degree, so my opinion of her, now you know why, is extremely negative. If you have a law degree from the university, the bachelor's in law degree, which some of my family are lawyers, the young ladies in the family, and you think North Korea is a democracy, that lady's crazy. And she could be president. So my opinion of Ms. Harris is very negative. Her husband, the law firm he works for, has heavy associations with the country of China, the oldest, largest communist dictatorship in the world that caused COVID coronavirus. If that lady was the last person in the world, probably I wouldn't vote for her. If you have a law degree, you should know that North Korea is communist. If you don't, or you think those people are our friends, you don't belong in the White House. That's like saying China is our friends, or Cuba's our friends. No communist dictatorship is friends with the United States. Imagine, you know, the first year of COVID coronavirus, my mother was a retired nurse. I was very nervous to walk in any supermarket with my mother. We got 3 vaccinations. We were wearing the mask until a year ago. And I'm thinking, this lady that might be in the White House, like they say, possibly she could be president. My opinion of her is very negative. And imagine, I assume you didn't go to the university and receive a law degree, okay? And this woman with a law degree thinks North Korea is our friends. There's no way she belongs as president, not a chance. Okay, the next question.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Major? Daniela Levine Cava,
the lady. Ms. Cava has a law degree, and her husband is a doctor. I voted for her.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission? Cindy Lerner, Richard Pranchnik, or Raquel Regalado?
I voted for Raquel Regalado. Like I told you, Senor Regalado, her father, I respect that man. He never represented my neighborhood, my area that I live in, unincorporated Dade County. But Senor Regalado, he was a decent mayor of the city of Miami. I respect him. If he was mayor of my area that I live in, I'd vote for him. So I voted for his daughter.
Thank you. Thank you for the answer. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami?
No, I haven't heard too much about Cindy Lerner. I receive literature from her campaign, you know, advertising in the mailbox with my postal lady. I got that in the last week.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And Did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I'm going to say made no difference. Ms. Lerner, I knew her from the Pinecrest City Council, I believe. I think she was a city council there, or she was maybe mayor too. Other than advertising for her campaign, the literature that came with my postal lady, I haven't heard too much about the Lerner campaign.
Okay, I see. Thank you for the answer. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions?
I hear a fair amount of information about that lady. She sent me campaign literature also to my mother and myself. I know she has two sons that have autism. Like I said, her father, Senior Regalado, that he was mayor of City of Miami. I respect that gentleman. If he was mayor of my area that I live in, I'd vote for him. So I voted for his daughter.
Okay, thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that.
I'm going to say I have a pretty favorable opinion of that lady because of her father, and I voted for her in the last election. Probably I'd be more inclined to vote for her. I wouldn't say it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only.
Okay.
So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political view?
I call myself moderate these days. You know, I've been a Democrat my whole life. I've been voting since age 18. My family always encouraged me to vote in elections. They do too. I'm very unhappy the direction of the country. I think Biden was a terrible president. I know his son was involved with the cocaine and hookers and the drinking and the Chinese government. I'm finding less and less, how do you say, that my positions are aligned with the Democratic Party. Ms. Harris, I know she's crazy pushing the thing just like Biden, electric cars. I love cars, Corvette cars, Porsche cars, whatever. I have Corvettes. I don't want an electric car. I don't want the government telling me I have to buy that. You know, she's very extreme, even more far to the left than Biden is. I find that lady, nothing about her appealing to me. Like I said, a woman with a degree in the university with law, and she believes a communist government in North Korea is our friends. I heard that audio played 6 or 8 months ago a few times. I could not believe it. Either that lady doesn't understand that's the communists, or she thinks we're good friends, allies with the communists. I don't want anything to do with that kind of government.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm actually considering changing possibly to the Republican Party. I've given it serious thought these days. I'd call myself moderate. The Democratic Party is changing such extreme their viewpoints about all kinds of issues. You know, I believe Biden was a terrible president with the border not enforcing the things with the border. And maybe you know this, maybe you don't. You know, I read in my newspaper more than once in the Miami Herald, those smugglers, if you don't have the money to pay them when they smuggle you in that border, the gentlemen maybe are bringing fentanyl drugs into this country, killing people. Or the woman, if they don't have the money to pay that smuggler $15,000, $20,000, they're ending up as hookers in prostitution. I'm thinking, and Biden didn't care about that border at all till recently, and Ms. Harris didn't either. That they said they were going to put her in charge of the border. She did basically nothing. And all of a sudden, the Biden-Harris administration now cares about the border because the election is almost here, and they know how unhappy the American people are about that. You know, I know a gentleman that we know his family for like 40 years. He's college-educated in the University of Miami. He went back to Maracaibo, Venezuela, for 10 years so he could come here legally. He got a university degree. His family was well off. His father was an executive in the auto business in Venezuela. This man went to Venezuela for 10 years so he could come to the country legally. He didn't want to stay in the United States with no documentation. And I'm thinking, you know, that's the way that people have to do, the honest, respectful way if they want to come here. If you do it that way, I welcome you to the country. If you're coming with smugglers, forget it. You know, that's a terrible story for the United States. So it's like, you know, I'm very close to being Republican these days. I absolutely am. I'm seriously considering to switch to that party.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next question. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? The
options I'm college educated. I have a 4-year bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time.
If you don't mind that I asked you, you seem like a nice lady. I don't remind, bother to answer your questions. I'm fine with that. If you don't mind that I ask you, where do you come from?
Oh, no, it's okay. I am from El Salvador.
Okay, and how long are you in Miami here?
A couple of years now.
Okay. So you're happy to be in democracy in the United States and life is beautiful here. I'll tell you a very fast story. That public stores, the public stores that I shop in near where I'm living, a young lady came here from Cuba only 1 year ago. She told me she learned beautiful English in Cuba. That lady speaks English as well as I do. It's incredible. And that woman is so happy to be here. Maybe she's 20 years old, 22 years old. She came with her mother and father. She told me she bought Victoria's Secret perfume, and then her cousin, the prima, her cousin, bought her Versace perfume, the lady. And I'm thinking, you know, imagine. You think in Cuba that woman could have Versace perfume? Not a chance. So I'm thinking, you know, it's beautiful that she has an opportunity, a young woman, 20, 22 years old, to come here with her mother and father. You know, there's nothing like United States. I believe you may have called me with a survey before, and, you know, in the past few years. Have you been doing surveys for a while?
Actually, no, until
today. Okay, because I believe that a lady, another lady from El Salvador, called me doing a survey in the last year or two. I hope this survey is beneficial for the election. You know, whatever party people are voting for, I think it's important for anyone to vote. So if you have any more questions for me in the future, you can call me. Unless I'm busy with something, I'll be happy to answer your questions, all right?
Okay, well,
all right. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.